This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. It's good to have you listening today. Last Thursday, President Obama outlined his plan for immigration reform in a televised address. He then immediately went out on the road to stump for his initiative, which would protect around 5 million undocumented immigrants from deportation.
As expected, the plan drew sharp criticism from many Republicans in Congress who opposed both the amnesty and the way the president chose to act.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson's critique is more nuanced, however. He joins us by phone from Washington now. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Well, happy to be here.
We have to start with immigration and the president's action. What is your response?
Well, it's very unfortunate that President Obama decided to take this unilateral action before he even gave the new Congress a chance at addressing the issue. I come from the business world. I've done a lot of negotiating and a lot of relationship building. And the way I always approached a negotiation is I spent a lot of time on the front end figuring out all the things we agreed on. It developed a relationship, a level of trust, so it was a lot easier finding common ground on the disagreements. And if you listen to President Obama's speech, the actions he's laying out, I mean, the first one, pretty much totally agree with. He's going to add resources to the border to secure it, speed the return of people coming here illegally, concentrate on deporting criminals. I mean, I agree with that. I think most Republicans would, if not all. Second point was, I think there's wide agreement on the fact that these kids that were educating our engineering schools, let's keep them here in America, the best minds of the world in America contributing to our economy, creating good jobs. So there's agreement. The third area, what do we do with those 11 million people right now living in the shadows that came here illegally? Well, I think there's a lot of areas of agreement in terms of actions there too, but not total agreement. But we should first concentrate on the areas of agreement before we do this, and the fact of the matter is, I'm dedicated to passing a border security and enforcement bill, which is the first step in any immigration reform that would actually work. Happy to do that, but President Obama just made that much more difficult internally here by taking this unilateral action. And quite honestly, all these executive actions on immigration, on so many of the different regulatory agencies, Obamacare, it's really harmful to our constitutional form of government.
There would be people who would argue that President Obama has actually done the fewest executive actions of any modern president. So, what is it about the particular actions that he's doing that has gotten the Republicans so upset?
They are such major actions, and they are so outside the bounds of precedent and probably taken outside the bounds of what his legal authority is. One thing I've got to point out, Bonnie, is candidate Obama, if he was really serious about fixing the immigration issue, he promised he would do that. Here's an exact quote from candidate Obama in May of 2008. He said, "What I can guarantee is that we'll have in the first year an immigration bill that I strongly support and that I am promoting." That's what President Obama promised his candidate. In the first 2 years in office, he had total control of Washington, a filibuster-proof Senate, which allowed him to pass Obamacare, Dodd-Frank, the $800 billion stimulus. He could have easily passed his version of immigration reform. He did not do so, even though he had promised. So what that tells me, particularly in light of the unilateral action he took that's going to make it more difficult to solve the problem, he's not interested in a solution. He's interested in using immigration very cynically as a political weapon, a political issue, and that's very unfortunate because people like me want to solve this problem. President Obama last night made it more difficult for us to solve the problem.
Both President Reagan and President Bush Sr. did similar actions on immigration during their presidencies. What's the difference, in your opinion?
Well, one of the things I like to point out about President Reagan's policy is it was a good faith attempt. It was bipartisan. He granted amnesty in return for securing the border. Well, what ended up happening is the amnesty was granted, which created an incentive for more illegal immigration, and we never secured the border. We haven't secured the border now in decades. And that's one of our areas of a disagreement. It's somewhat of a timing issue. I firmly believe that the only way you solve this problem is you have to first secure the border. When you pass these comprehensive bills, for example, the Senate bill, everybody points to that, well, just pass that. Well, the problem in passing that is, according to the CBO, in a post-passage analysis, the CBO says that two-thirds of illegal immigration would still continue. So the Senate bill obviously didn't fix the problem because it created incentives offering a path to citizenship before we secure the border. It also offered $260 billion worth of benefits, welfare benefits, for non-U.S. citizens. That creates an incentive for illegal immigration. And my concern about President Obama's deferred action that he announced last night, again, we don't have a secure border, that will increase the incentive for additional illegal immigration and could very well exacerbate the problem, make it worse rather than solve it.
So does this become a priority of the incoming Congress come January?
Well, it's always been my priority. Again, that's what's so disappointing about this. I've been talking to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson about my top priority. I've been very public about this in statements and in appearances on media like yours. My top priority as incoming chairman of Homeland Security is a strong and effective border security and enforcement bill, which includes a guest worker program, because I recognize that if you really want to secure the border, the best way of doing that would be to reduce the amount of people coming here illegally. Well, the way you do that is you end the incentives. The greatest incentive for people coming into this country illegally is to get work. So let's have a functioning guest worker program. So, you know, I was looking at doing this. This has been a top priority. It will continue to be a top priority, but President Obama just made it politically here in town more difficult for me to accomplish that priority.
Talk a little bit more about the guest worker, what you'd like to see change. Are you talking about visa changes?
Well, what I think we need to do is get the states involved more than certainly the Senate bill did. One of the reasons I voted against the Senate bill was the guest worker program contained in there was woefully inadequate. I think it allowed for like 20,000 low-skill guest workers. There's a greater demand for that. You can tell there's a greater demand because we've got millions of people here in the country illegally working. So what I would like to do is I'd like to get the states involved to help set the number of workers that they want to issue permits for, also set prevailing wage rates in different industries. Let the states decide that. If there's a state that doesn't want guest workers, that should be the state's right to decide that. But if you've got, for example, California, where you've got a lot of agricultural workers, in Wisconsin we've got a lot of dairy workers that are frequently filled by migrant workers. And by the way, when you have a guest worker program, those workers come and go, particularly in California. So they're not looking for citizenship. They're just looking for work. So I recognize that reality, and I think you have to craft that reality. You have to recognize that in any kind of bill that you try and produce.
So that sounds like it's going to be one of the things you're going to do as your new role as the chair of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee is setting this kind of thing up.
Yeah, we're crafting that piece of legislation right now. I've been working with the incoming chairman in the Senate of the relevant committees. I've reached out and spoken to a committee chairman in the House of the relevant committees, and we've got the outline, the framework. You know, there's been an awful lot of work here, so we're reviewing past bills, taking a look what we think will work. Where we still have some questions, we've got some details to iron out. I think that's what we'll hold hearings on very early in the new session of Congress. But this is a top priority, regardless of what President Obama did last night. No matter how much more difficult he made it for me to pass this, I'm dedicated to passing a border security enforcement bill as the first step to actually solving this problem.
One of the other things that, of course, is in the news a lot is ISIS and the ongoing response to them. We've had another beheading of an American aid worker. What is Congress working on? How are we planning to respond to this?
Well, I will say that a border security enforcement bill would be one of our lines of defenses against Islamic terror. So it's there are three main reasons why you have to secure the border. One, to solve the illegal immigration problem. Second, as an imperative to protect public health and safety. We've seen Ebola. We've seen drug-resistant strains of tuberculosis, other diseases that are prevalent in undeveloped countries or underdeveloped countries. And then national security. So that's certainly one thing must do. But you know, the other thing is we have to recognize reality. ISIS is a threat. I have no idea why Islamic terrorists have declared war on the rest of the world against a war on the modern world, but they have. And I agree with President Obama's stated goal of degrading and ultimately destroying not only ISIS, but all Islamic terror. But that's not something you do overnight or even in a year or two. This is going to be a long-term struggle. And so we need the American public support for the actions we must take to accomplish President Obama's stated goal. And that's going to require hearings here in Congress on a new authorization for the use of military force. I fully support that open discussion and debate and passing a new authorization. But Americans cannot turn their face from this danger. We can't bury our head in the sand. The last time we did that in the 90s resulted in 9/11, where we had thousands of Americans slaughtered when the World Trade Center towers came tumbling down.
And finally, are you planning to be back in the state for holidays?
I'm actually going to go a little bit warmer climate for a couple days. But I've been back in the state continuously in my first 4 years, and I was back there pretty much during the entire recess, spreading cheer. What I mean by that, giving my PowerPoint presentation, laying out the reality of our budget situation, the fiscal mismanagement, the unsustainable debt and deficit. So I'll continue to be spreading that reality, hoping to get as many Americans and Wisconsinites understanding the depth of the problem, admitting we have one, defining it properly, so we're actually preparing the public for the solutions that we must address sooner rather than later.
Well, Senator Johnson, thank you so much for your time this morning, and I hope you will be talking with us again soon.
Happy to, and I want you and all your listeners to have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Ron Johnson is a Republican senator from Wisconsin. He joined us by phone from Washington.
The present and future of drone technology in Wisconsin, and we are not talking either about politics or your least favorite teacher. We'll talk drones when Lake Effect continues on WUWN.